Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with a question for John today about the Christian and divorce. We know the Bible offers exception clauses that allow divorce in specific situations. Well, John, what about that? How should we understand this issue?
Yes, the Scriptures do give two crystal clear justifications for divorce. But before saying anything about that, let me say God hates divorce. That's by His own testimony in the Old Testament. Divorce is a concession to sin. It is a tragedy that happens. It is a last resort. Even in the worst cases, forgiveness, even in the case of adultery and sin, is certainly a valid option. We are never more like God than when we forgive, because that's the way He treats us. However, the New Testament does tell us that divorce is allowed in a case of adultery. Our Lord said that Himself. Where you have adultery, divorce is an option. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 7 adds to that the possibility that if an unbeliever leaves, the believer is no longer in bondage. And the word bondage has to do with the marriage union. So, in the case of adultery or in the case of a non-believer who leaves, there is grounds for divorce biblically. Now, what that means is that there is the right granted for remarriage to, of course, a believer.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more information about John's New Testament commentaries, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.